Petty, The Waiting with Dean and Raj. If you're waiting for the $1,000 minute, that's coming up this hour. 7:49. 10 questions you have to answer correctly in 1 minute to win $1,000. We'll give you the answer to one of the questions coming up here in 10 minutes.
It's birthday scam time.
Let's call up Drew. He's got some pit bulls in the condo, which he's allowed to have, I guess.
Maybe not.
This is Drew.
Hi, Drew. This is Doug from... How are you today?
Good.
Calling about a complaint that we've received from one of our residents about your dogs.
Uh-huh.
We've got a woman who's complained several times, so I thought I'd finally take the time to give you a call and see if there's something we can do. How many dogs do you have?
We have three.
Mm-hmm. And those are those the pit bulls I've heard about?
Yeah.
Evidently, I guess they're kind of loud.
Well, not that I know of.
Well, this is what she said, that they're rather loud and intimidating.
I know the woman that you're talking about.
Yeah.
She lives two buildings down.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors that live around me don't have a problem with them. They're not making any noise. She's making all the noise.
Well, she's just a sweet old lady. I can't imagine why she would call and just make up a story like that.
Who is this?
My name is Doug Brown.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you're with...
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I called you people three or four times.
I uh-huh.
couldn't get any help on anything that was happening in my condos on my end. So until I get some help,
well,
I don't think there's anything that I would be able to do on my end.
Here I am. Here I am.
Now, what do you mean, there you are?
I'm right here. I mean, don't just blow off and say until you get some help, you're not going to do anything.
I understand. I've called three times,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first time I've heard from you.
Well.
And I think it's a little late.
What we need to do is address one problem, and we'll be glad to look at the other one. Now, this woman has the right to a safe neighborhood. Do you think that's too much to ask?
Actually, my dogs will protect and serve that neighborhood.
Your dogs are pit bulls, which everyone knows are trained to kill.
Why don't you come over and meet my dogs?
What is that supposed to be? Some kind of threat?
No, it's not a threat at all. If you would meet my dogs, you would understand that they're not threatening at all.
Well, I'm going to come
over. Do you have any dogs?
I do, as a matter of fact.
You don't have any dogs, do you?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
You have pit bulls.
No, I do not.
That's what I thought. Everybody has this bad thing, this bad idea in their head about pit bulls, man. Well, I'll tell you what.
I've got
you
a...
need to come over and check out my dogs.
I've got a poodle.
A poodle?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A sweet, little, lovable poodle that doesn't wake the neighbors and doesn't terrorize children and elderly.
You know, little poodles usually are the ones that make all the big noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You know what I've found is that people that own pit bulls usually acquire these vicious dogs to make up for a deficiency in their own manhood.
Well, that's ain't got any problem found. There.
A midlife crisis, you get a big mean dog because... you're a wimp, so you got to make up for it with guard dogs.
Well, I tell you what, if you think I'm such a wimp, if you really want to settle the problems, come on down here.
Well, I'll be there all right. I'll tell you what.
You're coming down?
Mm-hmm.
You've got my phone number. I'm sure you know where I work.
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you at your place, and I'll meet your dogs. And I'll bring my...
Right now?
Yeah, I'll bring my poodle with me.
Hey, can you guys stick around a minute? How long is it going to be for you to get here?
I'm going to bring my poodle with me and let you have a piece of schnookums.
Yeah, bring your poodle with you, okay, pal? I ain't got time for this.
Schnookums to get a hold of your ass.
Killer poodle.
Hello?
Drew? Snookums is fit to be tied, and he wants some of you. I've been feeding him gunpowder just to get him ready for this match. Sit, Snookums.
Who is this?
Dean and Raj. It's the birthday scam. Nikki wanted us to call you.
Nikki.
You little sweetie.
Oh, yeah, she's going to get it.
Yeah. She thought it'd be a good idea to call about your lovable little killer pit bulls there.
Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.